Chapter 6. The iron tongue of midnight hath tolled 12. Lovers to bed. 'Tis almost fairy time. William Shakespeare. Oh, yes, the bluebells were out in May. Do you remember how they were? Their perfume stole the sense right out of your head. It turned you over and shook the juice right out of you. You couldn't walk between them that year, they were so dense. You had to swim in them. The madness of it. The scent was so subtle that it got all over you, in your nostrils, in your cavities, and on your fingers, like the smell of a sweet sin. Didn't it bind you in blue lace and carry you away? We walked together that year, didn't we? There were tiny paths between the bluebells, and I went off the path, and you told me I'd be punished for going off the trail, for treading bluebells underfoot. You said there was a law against it, but you meant lore. Yet there were so many of them, troops of them, so scented and ringing out and waving to me that I had to find my own trail between them. At the time I believed, or was tricked into believing, that I hadn't crushed a single flower or green blade or bulb underfoot, that they lifted me a few inches off the ground, bore me up and carried me over. I was wrong. It was a trespass. I know that now. We all know it now. Youth fears nothing because it knows nothing. I lost myself in the bluebells, heart, mind, and soul. I know there was a moment where I was of this world, and then there was an instant when I felt odd, dizzy, estranged. I think that was the moment that the doorway opened, though I didn't step through it, not then, not yet. We were talking, you and I, and we arrived at that ancient rock covered in thick lichen.